So this is a an adventure that's a part of the Redbox Game Day that's coming up. Should give you a warning about the characters you're using. You're not using actually the final version of these classes. What you'll see in the Heroes of the Fallen Lands that comes out next month will be slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
An example of that is Lucan, the wizard, the magic missile. In this demo, targets two creatures, but the real magic missile targets only one. But you guys will get to use the characters as they're written, even though, again, there are a number of discrepancies with the final versions.
And when I did a delve earlier with these same characters, the wizard wasn't even calling it.
I was one of the designers for Essentials.
What is the balance for the wizards now getting magic missile for free?
The damage is low enough, and also because there's no damage roll, there are tons of bonuses, particularly at higher levels, that other classes get on their attacks. The wizard simply isn't getting. So if you think of all those powers and feats and other game elements that say you get a plus X bonus to damage rolls, none of those apply to Magic Missile.
Okay.
So it's a trade-off with Magic Missile.
So it's a minion blast.
Exactly. Its damage is never going to reach the heights that other people have, but we decided it's good for the whole party to have somebody like the wizard who can say, okay, right now, it isn't about how much damage we do, we just want to do some damage.
I guess I'm more asking, since Magic Missile was a rabbit to be this type of Magic Missile, the Essentials Wizard gets it for free. What is a PHB wizard, why would they take it as a at-will, or are they going to get it for free and you can rabbit?
They would pick it if they decided they wanted something that didn't require them to make an attack roll.
Yeah. What does the PHB wizard have that, basically, why does he have to sacrifice one of his at-will choices to get that?
Why would you make an old-style wizard when the Essentials build is available now?
I'm pausing because the class has gone through various versions.
Yeah.
What was it in the preview you saw?
The preview I saw was that you get, choose two at-wills, you get Magic Missile for free.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of it, I think, was pretty much similar. You chose a school, but everything else seemed pretty much the same.
Right.
There was a little bit of memorization, some little change. But I looked at it, and I was like, this just seems like it's better than the PHB Wizard simply because it gets an extra at-will. So...
It is an additional goodie that version of the wizard has that the Player's Handbook wizard does not.
It's just DM discretion.
But they won't get the orb of the
other.
Yeah, they won't get that orb.
They don't have implement masteries.
Okay.
Right. So there's no staff of defense for the mage.
Yeah.
They get schools instead, which
right.
is.
Quick question. Is Essentials a completely separate product line, or is there supposed to be crossover, and if there is...
I can answer. The Essentials products stand side by side with all of our other products. The reason why they have a sort of subtitle that groups them together is they are meant to be the evergreen D&D products from here on out. That, as long as this edition is going, those are the books that if a store has them, they can say they sell D&D because they're selling the complete D&D experience, from the DM side, monsters, because Essentials also includes three dungeon tile sets that we intend to keep in print, two player books, and then the rules compendium. But all of those products are meant to work with all of our other fourth edition products. Just like when we come out with Player's Handbook 3, Player's Handbook 3 works with Player's Handbook 2 and the first Player's Handbook.
So it's sold separately. The rules are kind of the same, but they're not like, you can't pull Magic Missile from this, whatever.
That is the official Magic
Missile. Okay. Absolutely.
Maybe that's not a good example.
Spite Undead?
In any case where we are picking something up from, say, the first Player's Handbook, uh-huh. and using it in Essentials, and if we've changed it in Essentials,
it can be.
We have also applied the change to the original version.
All right, then that's
precisely why, before Essentials is even out, we updated Magic Missile because we wanted all wizards to have the same version of Magic Missile.
Okay, I got
you. So, Essentials isn't like the new basic, or it's not like Rules Light for 4E.
No, the Rules okay. Light would be the red box.
Okay.
The red box is meant to be the simple starter experience.
Okay.
You know, it has a solo adventure in it. The classes are pretty stripped down, and they're even slightly different from the classes in Essentials, because we're not expecting someone's going to take Redbox and build a campaign on it. It just gives you a few levels of play, and then you move on to the Essentials books or the Player's Handbook and the Dungeon Master's Guide.
It's a beginner's thing to get somebody working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that said, the way we present the material in the Essentials books is a bit more beginner friendly than how we presented the information in the past. But that doesn't mean we've watered the rules down in any way. I mean, the combat rules you'll find in the rules compendium are the combat rules from the Player's Handbook. Although they have a lot more examples. The perfect example, you'll see when the rules compendium comes out next month, that you go to your Player's Handbook and look in the conditions section. Conditions is a page where each condition gets a bulleted list. In the rules compendium, there are those bulleted lists, but also each condition gets sometimes several paragraphs of text talking about circumstances where this condition comes up, corner cases, like what happens when you knock a gelatinous cube prone. The rules compendium talks about that kind of thing.
Cool.
And that's why we say a book like the Rules Compendium in particular is meant not only for people just starting to play D&D, but it's for all of our existing 4th edition players as well.
Cool.
And it incorporates updates to the rules that we've made over the last few years.
Good.
And just a final note, too, about these builds or these versions of the classes that are in front of you, these are meant to stand side by side with their counterparts in the Player's Handbook. You are going to find places where they are better at certain things than the Player's Handbook versions of the class. But the flip side is true as well. There are certain things the Player's Handbook versions of the classes will do better than these guys. The analogy we make often is that these builds are very much like the Beastmaster Ranger that we introduced way back at the very beginning of 4th edition in Martial Power, where we provided an alternative version of the Ranger who has a pet and who takes a lot of Beastmastery powers in place of normal Ranger powers. And at the end of that process, that Ranger ends up looking very different from a typical Archer Ranger or two-weapon fighter. I mean, to the point where it's almost like a different class, because so much of what that Ranger is doing is based on what he's doing with his Beast Companion. And so these versions of the fighter, the wizard, the cleric, and the rogue are kind of like that, where you'll see a lot of things that are familiar, but then they've had pieces of the class lifted out and then something else put in their place. And in some cases, like when you get to the wizard, once you get past school specializations, which are really fun and kind of old school and flavorful, and
second like AD.
Once you get past some of the new spells, you're going to see a lot of familiar stuff. I mean, they have Fireball, just like the wizard in Player's Handbook 1, and wizards from those two books can take each other's powers. So if you decide, hey, I want to keep playing my Player's Handbook 1 wizard, and I play a Player's Handbook 1 wizard. I've been playing one since before 4th edition came out. He's almost 21st level. I don't plan to switch him over to a mage, even though the mage is fantastic. But I might, from here on out, pick up a few of the wizard powers that are in the Essentials books. And again, those powers are designed as much for my Player's Handbook 1 wizard as they are for the mage.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
So you're playing mage?
What? Yes. Me, just like the wizard.
I have a question I wanted to ask at the seminar, but
uh-huh.
The Slayer Fighter, mm-hmm. is that still a defender slash striker, or is it more so
the Slayer is a striker.
Striker.
Oh, that's the reason why he doesn't have a heart.
Yeah.
Okay, that was one of my holdups for why I did the other build in there. I was like, it's a fighter, he's supposed to have a heart.
but
he
doesn't because he's not a defender.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes complete and utter sense.
Yeah.
So is the essentials line like streamlines like balance, but you're not trying to make it as like nitty gritty as the original ones. Because like marks for a new player, I think, are one of those.
So the fighter is
balanced without having the complication.
I didn't notice that.
Is he a knight?
Well, his idea.
No, he's a slayer. Well, here's the thing. The rest of you will probably be interested in hearing this, and it sounds like you know about the knight, because he was asking about, you know, did we simplify the fighter and turn it into a slayer to get rid of marking, which is kind of a niggly thing for a new player.
Yeah.
The thing is, we have two fighters in Heroes of the Fallen Lands. The other one, the knight, is a defender, but he does not use marking.
Oh, okay.
He achieves his defender capabilities through other mechanics. Because just as we did with Player's Handbook 2 and Player's Handbook 3, we continue to explore ways for the characters to achieve their role in a group. And
makes sense.
Sometimes that means we will use entirely different mechanics. And so, yeah, one of the striking things is you'll see none of the defenders in the Essentials books mark.
Yeah, the Knight has a defender aura that he can turn on, but basically anything adjacent to him is a minus 2 attack anything else unless it's him. Where he moves.
Yeah, and that's like, I mean, even now when we have like multiple marks flying around, that's definitely like a slowdown aspect.
Does the red box, I noticed this is doing the Delve earlier, there's still a fair number of like conditions that can be occurred.
Sure.
Does the red box provide anything for the beginning player to mark that?
Trying to remember if we included any cards.
No, they're
okay.
And Essentials is a series of books.
Essentials.
Yeah. Cool. And again, the core system, identical. And so all the same conditions are there. It's going to play the same way. Not all of the classes have been simplified. And that's an important message, too, about Essentials, is while the books have been written to be more beginner-friendly, we also wanted to reintroduce to the game the option to have varying levels of complexity in classes. Something D&D has had in previous editions is if someone wanted to play D&D but they wanted a simpler experience, they could get that simpler experience by picking particular classes. And different classes catered to different play styles. Like the person who just wants to bash stuff and not have to juggle a lot of tactical issues could play a fighter in previous editions. Whereas the person who wants, you know, all sorts of tactical options, you know, always having the right tool for the job, they could pick the wizard. So what we've done in Essentials is create a range of complexity options by making the Slayer pretty simple to play. But the wizard in Essentials is no less complex than the wizard in the Player's Handbook. And the same can be said for the Cleric. Because we still want to have those classes that appeal to the player who wants a bunch of tactical options and really wants to sink their teeth into, you know, the intricacies of D&D. That said, one of the things we've done is we have not let go of our 4th edition drive to try to make everyone be equally effective. And so the Slayer might be less complex, but what we've done with a lot of the math and how we've balanced some of the options is the Slayer, over time, will be putting out as much damage as a Striker from one of our previous books, but is doing so with basically fewer knobs to turn. And also, you'll see it more gradually, whereas, you know, a Barbarian or a Player's Handbook Rogue might have major damage spikes. The Slayer is going to be more the just, I'm killing you, and I'm still killing you, and yeah, I'm just going to keep going and keep going and keep going. And with occasional spikes, but the ups and downs are going to be less extreme.
Are there any other classes that have had role changes based on build other than the Slayer?
Yes.
Can you tell us what they are?
I don't think we've revealed that yet. But there's that, and that's more,
nice try.
More of that. More of that is in Heroes of the Forgotten Kingdoms, the second one.
Okay.
But there definitely are some.
And that's
some
Druid, Warlock,
Paladin, and
Ranger.
Ranger. Yeah.
Let's roll that. Let's roll.
Yeah. That's good.
key companion. He's got a life debt. He doesn't have a choice.
Who has somehow found himself in this world of high fantasy.
Without his boots.
He's got a blade or something.
He drank some psychotropic drink on Wookiee Life Day and found himself here in the world of Dungeons & Dragons. And he was given, it looks like, a magic axe by a short, hobbitish fellow who referred to himself as the Dungeon Master. You've joined up with these natives of this world to delve into the lair of the Dread Witch. This is a centuries-old hag who is a collector of magic and a collector of people. She has a particular taste for beguiling kings and queens and has turned many of them into her servants. And they have ended up buried in her lair or turned into undead minions. You have already fought your way through some of her servants, both living and undead, and you now find yourself in what appears to be a laboratory of hers. You see a magic circle on the far side of the room, various tables with alchemical devices upon them. You see papers with arcane writing scrawled upon them, and bookshelves, many of which lack books. It appears someone has been rifling through these shelves. There are scrolls scattered on the ground, pages torn out of books. On the far side of the room, you see a double door, and you are not alone as you come in. You, to your somewhat exhaustion after having already fought so many of her often trash-talking minions, see that there are more. You're going to have to make plentiful use of your imaginations with these miniatures, because almost none of them are accurate.
Well, considering we're being led by a Wookiee, I don't think we're in trouble.
No, he is a Wookiee. There's no imagination required.
Yeah, as I said, he has traveled here as a result of his drink on Wookiee's life.
He had to get out of that realm with, like, the horrible Christmas Wookiees.
Yes.
That look like monsters.
The Delta did earlier was nice.
And he survived. Bon Jovi, he survived the floor show with B. Arthur.
Went up against a bunch of spiders. So not
just thinking, like, with his special needs, is like some VR.
Jeremy, is there no defender in this group?
There is no defender. Good luck.
And who's the cleric? It's minimal range.
Yeah, so no range.
No range.
But the healing ward is very interesting. It's very nice.
But I can only do it.
Should we roll initiative, or are we having a parley?
Oh. Just a moment.
I can't speak, so I don't really have anything to add.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
You're going to have to bark. All right. So you see, across the way, there is an Eladrin woman with a bow slung over her shoulder. She has a scar over one of her eyes, both of which glow, as the High Elves' eyes do. In front of her are two very dour-looking tieflings. And it looks like she might have just been scolding them, because they have the hunched-over comportment of children who've just been, scolded by Mommy. And peeking out from behind this bookcase and striding over into view, you see, not a goblin, as the miniature indicates, but a gnome who appears to be trying to grow facial hair, but it looks more like he has patches of grass sticking out from odd places on his face. And as you come down the stairs, he turns toward the Eladrin woman and says, "Hey, boss, we've got visitors!" And he vanishes. Roll initiative.
One.
Why do you suck at this game so much, John?
And as he says this to her, she looks over at you and rolls her eyes.
That's right.
They were supposed to kill you upstairs.
I think that's all you need.
So that's a good ladder.
Yeah.
You don't mind using some of your dice as my trackables?
How do you need other dice?
I'm good for now. Slayers are simple. Melee basic. Have you seen that?
Yes.
And then power strike is...
Nice.
It's basically, it turns a regular attack into an encounter.
Your stance is pretty decent.
And the rogue's the same.
Yeah. Did anyone roll... Did anyone get higher than 30?
Yeah. Or your rogue? So you're all melee basic.
Anyone higher than 17?
I have 21.
You have 21?
I have short bow.
Anyone higher than 21?
Okay.
Then we'll go around the table. And as we go around, please remind me of your name when you give me your initiative.
Adam.
And you're playing Corazon?
Yes.
My initiative is 9, and I'm playing Luke in.
Mm-hmm.
Danny just brought up something about the Slayer with the, what is it called? The Power Strike. Since it's kind of, I guess, replaces the encounter power that you would have. Are there other ones that come up at later levels, or is he going to get more uses of that?
Something like that.
Okay, so that means, so you can't see.
read his cryptic statement as you will.
Yes.
But you're on the right track.
Okay.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Okay,
Andrew playing Thea, initiative 19.
Oh, and I guess that would almost make it almost like a reliable thing, because if it's after he
John
hits,
playing Andrew?
So it's not wasted ever.
It doesn't say reliable.
No, but it's almost like it's reliable because you hit.
And your initiative?
Hit with
16, Dennis playing Brannis, the Wookiee fighter.
Very interesting.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Dennis, thank you.
Okay. It's less of a, I use some counter power, I miss. And
do you
want
to Wookiee name for him instead of Brannis?
We'll call him Ranbaka.
Ranbaka.
I'm very excited for it.
Extremely awesome. Handicapped with his ability to speak.
And it makes it simple because then the
good
player
smash,
just
smash.
Think, okay, attack, and then they have to
action
attack.
Speak louder than words.
What is Ranbaka's initiative modifier?
+3.
+3?
He's very nimble for a Wookiee.
All right.
We're going to charge for you. Tell the Elijah to let the Wookiee win.
You could be my faithful hound.
The halfling could mount me.
So
the halfling could mount the Wookiee.
So, as soon as she rolls her eyes, wishing you were long since dead, and the gnome vanished, a dagger appears out of mid-air and flies right at your face, Harbeck. And that's 21 versus your AC.
Yes.
We're not in Jar Dungeon anymore.
Does more since he was invisible to you.
Nice.
Right, I'm good for you.
You can leave now.
It's okay. I'm a striker, not a defender. Wait, that's bad.
You take 18 damage from the dagger that almost hits your jugular. And as it does so, the gnome suddenly reappears, and it takes him a split second to realize he's visible. He says, "Oh crap!" And
he. Move for
you? No, I'll get him. Thank you. He scampers over here. All right, Thea, what do you do? And then Corazon. Oh no, Corazon is not it. Corazon, what was your number?
20.
Thea's at 19. Yeah. So Corazon, what do you do?
Okay, minor action. I'm going to Healing Word Harbeck. You get to spend a Healing Surge and gain an additional 2 hit points.
Thank you.
And then I will move.
Are you one, additional 2?
2, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and
0.
Okay, oh, my move's 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then 1. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Then charge.
Alright.
And I'm going to use.
As you're charging at him, and he sees how tall you are, he says, "No, no, 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 no!" And he holds up his dagger.
Stormhammer, what have you used?
Jeremy, do I have this many surges?
Yes.
Excellent.
And that's a 16 versus 6. Yeah, 16 versus 6.
Yeah, and you charge 6.
Plus 1. Plus 1 for the charge.
Oh, because of the plus 1 you hit.
Your momentum.
17 plus 6.
Yeah, but yeah, it's secondary.
13 lightning damage.
14.
13. The Slayer activates all gain out of this.
Yeah, that was that was a blessing.
Oh yeah, so he basically gains strength. He has two strikers.
Alright, and as soon as the lightning jolts him and he kind of shakes in front of you, he then vanishes from sight. I'll put a die to indicate where he was. Alright.
No, I don't have like disability.
Thea.
Stopping. I wasn't. No, you see, I have motion artifact.
Six.
Seven.
And the two of you who are playing Slayers, don't forget to assume your stances.
Yeah, the poising one is good. The poised stance.
I will see this also.
No, I just played him. Assault, sorry. I will make
these guys
from. Oh no, I can't do that. Actually,
pretty. I probably hit him pretty easily.
From there. Sorry, from there. I will make a ranged basic attack against one of the tieflings.
Okay.
Get combat advantage against it. And it counts as a sneak attack. Because he hasn't acted yet.
Correct.
I have combat advantage, and it says sneak attack works for short goes. So.
Which one are you attacking?
Oh, wow. That's back to like second.
This one.
You can only do sneak attack at certain levels. Very closest one.
Well, even the PH1 rogue, most of the powers are limited to certain weapons.
Oh, that's right, they are.
Maybe it's
like light.
20 versus AC.
Pardon?
20 versus AC.
20, you hit.
Okay. Is it a minion?
No.
Okay.
There are no minions in this room. That you see.
1d8 plus 2d6. I've already
used
it. If it's worth it, Adam, if you need to make perception. With that no, you get plus 1.
Alright.
15 damage.
Nice.
Before the rest of you can act, the Aladrin woman, still rolling her eyes, you think her eyes are going to get stuck the amount she rolls them, she pulls her bow off her back, and her bow shimmers with elven runes, and she lets loose.
You gotta loop that bow off her.
a glowing arrow at
Claire.
Horzon. 13 versus reflex.
Ooh. This is by one.
Not bad. All right, and then these two jump into action. This one.
That's good news. It's all going short there.
You could do that before.
We did.
As long as they're first round, you have to drop one.
That's good.
All right. This one backs up and sort of crouches down. And then leaps forward at you in a charge.
Sure. Easy.
It's a no.
The Jerv secretly moved to that square.
That's going to hit you.
Probably.
Because that's a 20 versus AC.
Yes.
Where are my details? Look at this, he does extra damage because he moved more than four squares from where he's.
You take 16.
You take 16 damage.
It's looking bloody.
And then he shifts two squares. All as a part of that attack.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if that's a recharge. I hope it's not one. That's going to make it really difficult.
That's where you need a true fight. Well, we need to get him in a position to get the tax opportunity.
This other one charges Thea.
A real charge or another leaping charge? A real charge or a leaping charge?
A leaping charge. Versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take 11 damage. And then it shifts to behind this table. Tables give you cover because tables go up to.
Do they ignore difficult terrain when they shift?
No.
Oh, it was different. He was here. I get that.
All right. Ron Baca, what do you do?
Indecipherable curses to everyone.
What is that nonsense you're barking? The Aladrin says.
Are these difficult?
I don't know if I can make it that far. My move is only 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not it. That's all I can do. Can I charge through that if I make a check through the table, like leap up on it?
All that matters is if you have enough movement.
Okay, I do have enough movement to get there.
Yeah. Getting up onto the table, it's like entering difficult terrain.
Oh, okay.
As long as you have enough squares of movement,
okay,
you can do it.
I charge this one.
Which one was the one
that he got hurt already?
Okay.
I will actually first. I'll minor action enter my poise assault. Then I'll.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually this one that was hurt.
Oh.
No. It was that one. Yes, you guys are right.
Let's see. Melee basic attack is 9, 15, charge is 16, poised assault is 17 AC.
You hit.
I will trigger my power strike ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I do an extra d10. 10, 18 damage.
Oof. He is severely bloodied. He almost crumbles to the ground with the power of your blow from up above. And she yells at the tiefling, "Don't let yourself be killed by an upright dog."
Good thing I don't speak common.
He is no dog.
Who is this guy?
He's a noble creature.
Harbeck.
Okay.
I only speak basic. I don't speak common.
And then Lucan, and then Ander.
I'm going to assume the battle fury stance.
All right. So you're
pissed. 5, and then I will charge.
yeah, we want to finish off that tease. Some,
someone tries to stab you as you run by.
I'm drawing.
18 versus AC.
On the nose.
All right. Look at this. I get to roll 4d6 since he was invisible to you.
Low.
You don't have the tactical acumen of the Wookiee.
I was assuming you
could roll.
God. You take 21 damage as the gnome stabs you. And as the gnome does so, the gnome suddenly reappears.
Oh, that's good, actually.
And then when he reappears, he's like, oh crap, why did I do that? As he looks up into your face.
Alright, well, I'm gonna attack that tiefling.
Good work, you exposed the gnome, you flushed it out.
Yeah, by taking a lot of damage.
good job
on my part.
Worth it.
That's definitely gonna hit. 24 versus AC.
Yeah, that's that
is a hit. Activate my power strike also.
These two are bloody.
Lucan.
Yeah, we definitely want.
Are both of them?
This one is very close to death.
Okay.
Right. They're both bloody.
I'm close to death. Also.
So finish him off with that magic missile.
Just like out to here. And then I'll magic missile that guy and that guy, I guess. Both of them are. So they take 6 force damage.
Alright. The missile of force hits him square in the chest, and he falls to the floor, stone dead.
Yeah.
This one takes it. It's still standing.
Okay. The two magic missiles gives kind of a gunslinger feeling.
Yeah. You know. Again, enjoy being drunk on the power now, because it's not the real version of the power.
So John.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew. What do you do?
You can move sticks. You
sneak back up the stairs.
Leave the sleeve dungeon.
Does the charge just double my move?
You just move a standard action.
Okay.
You could use.
And I get a plus one to that?
Yeah, but attack. You can only use a standard attack unless you have a power that you can use on a charge.
Okay.
Where were you?
Here.
Uh-huh. So please move your speed again.
Sure.
Let's see if you can actually charge from where you ended up.
No diagonal.
3, 2, 5.
No, just diagonal again.
5, 6.
1.
No. Halt. So end your move, yeah. And then before you start the charge. So the tiefling is 1, 2, 3, 4 squares away from you. So when you're charging, every square of the charge has to bring you closer to it. So if you move forward 1, he's then 3 away from you. If you move forward another, he's then 2.
Can you get charged to move?
Yes, you can't do it.
1, 2.
Okay. Because moving to here or here isn't getting you closer.
Okay.
But you think the
dwarf is, Harbeck is where you would be.
What about the gnome?
You can charge the gnome.
Or you can shoot the gnome.
1, 2.
Charge here.
Wait, or there.
Yeah, you can charge the gnome.
It's just difficult terrain to get up on the table.
No. Okay. But it might be better to charge right there in case you want to flip. It'll be easier to
play. But you can't charge around back unless it makes you closer.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
You were here, John?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, 1, 2. Is this difficult terrain to hop over, or is that a shelf?
It's blocking. Oh, okay. You have to go around.
Yeah, you're probably not going to
stick attack this round. Okay, I'll just go there. And melee basic attack. 14 versus AC.
Yeah, plus the charging.
Oh, yeah, 15 versus AC.
The gnome ducks out of the way. Keep in mind, too, your movement tricks.
Okay.
For shifting around the battlefield.
Right.
All right, the gnome goes. He does not like the position he's in. And so he vanishes.
That's annoying. Yeah, gnomes are annoying.
That's their thing.
That's why they want their PHP.
All right.
Too annoying to exist.
That was his turn. Horzon.
Okay, where are you, Danny? You're within 2 of me. Okay, minor action. Healing word on Harbeck. In addition to your healing surge, you regain 2 hit points.
Oh, it dies.
Always on.
Worried about the bugging attack of opportunity from that guy. But
you can shift.
Well, I only have melee attacks.
You can shift and then charge.
Yeah, you can shift to there and then charge the tiefling.
Could do that.
Does anyone have a passive perception that is at least 19?
Yeah, mine's 9.
19. Okay, and where are you? All right, you, as your friends are battling and the gnome vanished, you hear someone slip on papers at the base of this bookcase right here, and you see one of the papers just move slightly.
Okay.
So you would... You would deduce that perhaps someone invisible is actually standing there.
I deduced that last turn, and then he attacked me from that spot. Or I just assumed
okay.
he moved.
Well, I will... Yes.
Did you tell your friends that?
I did.
Okay.
I withhold this information from the party.
It's, you know,
I've known players to do that.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You still have a missed chance.
Is each square difficult terrain on the table, or is it just difficult terrain to get up on top?
Just difficult terrain to get up on top. Beware, though, there are all sorts of alchemical vials which you might be smashing with unknown liquids inside.
Healing liquids. Of course, my chance to hit him is going to be pretty poor, considering he's invisible, so I will just go for the...
Tiefling?
For the tiefling. I'll just move in and attack with a...
Are you sure that's the healing power you use? That's the only healing power he has.
So you is he bloody?
Yes.
Healing power.
Are you telling him about his bonus to damage rolls? Because you're inspired by his healing.
Okay. That is a neat thing to do like that.
Blessing of Wrath.
They have that instead of Healer's Lore.
They heal a little less.
They heal less.
I guess it does.
But they up your damage.
So I guess it's for that specific build.
Yes.
The War Priest.
That would be an...
It's actually not even for the War Priest as a whole. It's for one type of War Priest.
Oh, okay.
11 versus Will.
11 versus Will is a miss.
I'll use my heroic effort to make 15 versus Will.
Now that's a hit.
Nice. Good effort.
So heroic.
It was a heroic effort.
6 damage. And
still standing.
Who is going to be hitting him next? I'm just worried that you might get knocked unconscious. Who has the next one?
In reaction to that, he shifts 3 squares.
Well, I also have auto hit.
Oh, you do. But you have to be within 5 squares of me.
Oh, you do? Oh, never.
When he uses this immediate reaction to shift back, the Eladrin says to him, "What are you doing over there, you coward? Get up there! Kill them!"
Okay, hard bet. You, on your next... before the end of my next turn, you get a plus 3 power bonus to your next damage roll.
I say, Grand Baka, spotted the gnome, follow me. Now, for me to try to spot in this type of setting,
you've already spotted.
Missing still.
He's still magically invisible.
So it's what, a minus?
It's minus 5 to hit, but you know where he is.
He
failed to hide.
I do have but it'll make
he's still
it
invisible
damage.
Because of his magic.
It doesn't do damage.
Okay.
Or I could magic miss.
If you burst, you can hit the two of them.
Magic missile might be better, though.
Why would you go up on the table?
Magic missile, then the gnome, and then some other person.
Well, I don't have enough room. I can't, I would like to get here, so he can go there.
What's your movement? 6?
You can go to the left.
7.
1, 2, you go diagonal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going to get attack opportunity if you do that. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll go.
And you saw before, his attack of opportunity is, especially when he's invisible, is nasty.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Or, yeah.
You can go out.
But I'm not gonna take attack opportunity at +2 to hit.
You don't want to worry about it.
It's not worth 20 damage.
I'm not going to double.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I actually might not charge.
Take the advice.
Matt, when is your initiative? Or at the what do you do?
I am going to.
I don't think if you're going to just do two magic missiles against the bloody things, I might just charge the Eladrin.
Yeah.
I could also daze her.
It's a numb bloody to
her. But actually, I need to get a little.
Closer. One magic missile will probably finish off the team fight.
Okay, I'll just do a basic melee attack on where I believe the gnome is.
Right.
You know where the gnome is.
You just can't
see it.
Probably.
-2.
But man, you hit the bookshelf really good.
My precious papers.
And what weapon are you attacking with?
Short sword.
Yeah, you eviscerate one of the books.
Hey, I was going to read that.
And the Eladrin spontaneously sheds a single tear.
I love that book.
She tries to shoot you.
Do I have any? Does the dead table provide me with a?
No.
Well, she hits
and she moves here.
If you drop it, if you want to, my body sandals. Well, you go before.
That's 21 versus reflex. The arrow ignites in the air magically, and you take 11 fire damage.
Down to 2.
You got a healing gig?
Probably still have second wins.
I assume we have second wins.
Yes, you do. It's there's a box, I think, for it on the front of your character.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you're right. I just have my guy on the back.
All right.
So you this.
He moves in here to attack you, Corazon.
He just blew his encounter power.
More than likely, but I have to take a look at the calendar to let you know when to start.
Run Baka, and then Harbeck, and then Lucan, and then Ander.
Alright, I'm going to declare, after I move, I'm going to declare charge, so just make sure I'm kosher in my movement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'll be fine. 1, 2, 3.
Yep, that's a clean charge.
I forgot the tiefling move. I shout in Wookiee Rage. I don't have any mechanics about that, but I am very angry.
As you get close, she says, oh, your breath!
And I will make I just make it melee basic. Not so impressive. 14 to 15 to hit AC.
Miss.
Okay.
Can I
target the gnome even though he's invisible?
What does your magic missile say?
It just says one or two creatures within range takes 6 force damage.
You know he's there.
Alright, well, I'm going to do
what's the range?
20. Right. The gnome and this other tiefling.
It hits him and he falls down dead.
Aww.
Very good.
The gnome's okay?
The gnome's good.
Gnome's not bloodied.
Harbeck.
Does that reveal him?
I think I'm going to move back.
Should I help him with his gnome?
So he can't see me.
All right. Do you have you're the same build I am?
I'm at 2 hit points.
Basically, I'm a little different. 2-handing.
I'm at 2 hit points, and if he hits me while I'm invisible.
If you could flank the Eladrin, you might want to do that.
you couldn't do anything else.
All right.
You could use your standard as a move.
Attack.
Where are you right now?
You're I will do the poison assault.
This room is six.
Or I can't play my minor action second wind, so I'm still in battle fury, but that's okay.
Well, you,
five,
you still
six.
Have a move action.
You could charge.
Oh, charge standard action.
Yeah.
So I'll spend my move as a minor and switch to poison assault to get a plus one and hope for that. That might do it. 25, 26 will charge.
Wait, you have your action. You have your thing.
You move it.
Okay. Oh, I know. But yeah, I need to be able to shift in.
And then I get a plus five from you and
no, you get a. You get, so I'm just going to move two away. Throw a dagger at her.
So then I'll say 12 plus 5 more 17 damage.
Whoa!
It's got to be melee.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I have to shift in next round.
He's bloody
at this round.
But you might be able to get right there this round.
I don't think so.
He screams out. You can't see him, but the papers below
charge like there.
Suddenly
yeah, but this,
kind of
I don't,
drops
I
some blood appearing on them. And he yells out,
"They're killing me! They're killing me!"
You can
just
move
normal movement.
And she shouts back to him, "Oh, get over it."
What a lovely family down here.
Inspiring
hander.
Okay. So move six.
Oh, I guess I'm just in a way of hiding from flanking also.
Okay, so move here, you think?
Sure.
You want to let John get the flanking eventually because he's a rogue.
Adam, John, that's why.
What's up? I don't know, something might happen when we move through that circle.
Betrayal.
Yeah, I didn't even try to figure out. You're courageous, it says on your character sheet.
Which of you are bloody?
I'll just move here. I'm going to do my acrobats trick, or my unbalancing trick. Next time you hit an enemy with melee, base attack is you knock it prone. Do I have to shift? It says can shift.
Then you don't have to.
Okay.
So wait, you know, but if you do that, you don't make an attack. So you can shift to there and then next round back to that. Okay. If that's what you want to do.
I'm sorry, which one are you using?
Unbalancing trick.
Because you moved already, so you only have a standard left. You can use your standard as a move to flank her, but you wouldn't be able to make your attack.
Right.
But does he have an action point?
Yes, you have
an action point. I'm not going to use an action.
There's an action point box on the front of your.
Yeah, I just. I think. Okay. So you could spend an action point and do it, John. If you want to. Otherwise, you can just attack normally right now.
I'll just attack normally for a moment. Okay. 12 versus AC.
You miss. She sweeps her cloak around, and your slash catches on her cloak.
Jeez.
You see drops of blood appearing on the ground as the gnome is taking his turn. You see drop over to here. And something is moving through the air.
Is it possible to
attack Thea? Nope. You have to see someone to make an opportunity attack against them. And yeah, you're hit. 25 versus AC.
Probably going to come.
No, you're not.
I get to roll 46.
Yeah. Do you have 2 hit points right now?
Yeah.
Take 23 damage.
You're not dead. Is your bloodied value?
Way past it. That's what I was saying.
You're at 2, and you took how much?
23.
I think the bloody value is 20. 12.
How many hit points do you have?
24.
24. Wow, yeah, he just killed you.
No.
See you later. You suck in this game.
And he reappears.
Vengeance! Well, not that I understood him.
Corazon, what do you do?
I think
enraged
you just,
by the loss of my companion.
I think you need a DMX screaming scene and nothing else this round.
Yeah, it's been all the action screaming.
Standard move minor.
If you drop to your knees, that's a move action.
One,
and then it rains dramatically.
So the minor is to say, Thea. The move is to say, Thea. And the standard is, Thea.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid style.
Thea?
Thea?
straight.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Three, four, five,
and charge. I'll spend my minor action on a storm surge. With me. The next time I make a melee damage roll before the end of my next turn, I do 4 extra lightning damage. And I will storm it. We'll say versus Will. 21 versus Will.
You hit.
Turn. There's a moment of silence. And then the 11. She shifts back one and she aims her bow right at the two of you who are in front of her.
I'm not afraid of
it. It's a primitive.
And
bow.
as she pulls the bowstring back, you notice she did not load an arrow. And she lets go of the string and there's just a
It's a bowcaster!
There's a shock wave that comes out.
You get your bowcaster.
At the two of you.
Oh no!
All right, Rambaka, does 16 hit your fortitude?
No, it does not.
All right. And then Ander, I'm pretty sure 25 hits your fortitude.
You're a second chance that.
All right. Oh, well
nice.
Done.
Good. Wouldn't you have liked that?
You just totally denied her recharge power.
Womp, womp.
I hope she's crying.
Rambaka, what do you do?
So, John, are you going to be able to flank her? If I moved away or anything?
Green skills.
I know. I mean, she moved away from us.
But wait, does she have a melee weapon out?
Green skills do no such
So she can non-attack her opportunity?
She could. She could punch you.
Okay, well,
yeah, try to hit you in the gut.
I scoff at her. One, two.
I took 11 from the tiefling.
I take attack opportunity.
So I have against him.
She doesn't try to make one heated.
Okay, John, so you'll be able to flank her on your turn.
Correct.
So there's really
nothing. Alright, I will continue with my poison assault. Melee basic attack. 24.
That hits.
I plan on using this.
Ooh. 18.
18 damage. This is the first damage she's taken.
Is anyone else bloodied? Alright, I'll spend an action point. 19 versus AC.
You hit again.
Oh, another 18 damage.
Ooh, harsh.
Rookie roar attack. And I'm done.
18 is
it? Yeah, 2 18s.
She's bloodied.
She's bloodied. Okay, good. Who's next?
And she says, I feel faint. Lucan.
I guess I'll step back out.
Hey guys! Oh no, my companion's dead.
What's going on in here?
Hey guys, what's happening?
Oh, magic missile to two of those.
Look at you, Mr. Magic Missile Turret.
Pew pew! Cactus Jack style. Bang bang!
Yep.
Enough of that, she yells at you. Harbeck.
We'll charge. Enraged. I'll gingerly jump. The dead body.
Over the
rage.
Crush your skull with a charge.
Step yes. over your body.
You cheerfully blow
dead.
Her a kiss as you, leap over.
Keep us in paradox. Do not try to understand him. Melee basic attack.
Miracle.
Math is good. 23 versus AC.
That's a hit.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift
13.
In.
Any kind of weapon?
No, shifting.
Great axe.
Great axe. You hew the gnome's head clean off. And
his head.
Screaming.
And then
his head as it flies through the air.
Goes,
oh, crap.
And he's dead.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, my poor gnome. Ander.
Bloody. Yeah, it's a good time to get. gets a combat advantage.
Okay, so we'll see if this works.
All right, I'm going to shift to do the unbalancing trick. Now that I have combat advantage, I'm going to do sneak attack and backstab. And
you're bringing all of your tools to bear.
Yeah,
this could be good.
So the backstab, I get a plus three, plus two because of flanking. Yes.
Oh boy, you
23 versus AC.
That'll do.
And
she is ruined.
Okay.
Well, no, you first do your weapon damage.
All right. Well, I will
sneak attack.
Where'd my D4? Okay.
And then you do eight backstab too.
Hold on. No. 8 plus 5.
I might actually be back a little before 4 o'clock.
Plus 4. 17.
And she's prone.
She's prone. Then I'm going to burn an action point.
She sure is prone because she's dead.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
The halfling.
I spend it
like,
any. I spend it anywhere.
As she gracefully slips to the ground, she manages to say, "Alas, I die." And she manages to crumple down and put her head like this.
The halfling's like
dead.
Stomping and tearing, and the Wookiee has to hold him back.
Complete role reversal.
Well, do you guys want to keep going?
Well, yeah, let's investigate this magic.
Sure, unless. I mean, I know we're over. Are we over?
We're over at 4.
Can we keep going?
Yeah.
You guys want to. Do you have more questions for me, or we can keep playing? We might not get through the next encounter.
I have one question we started. You probably can't answer. Any changes to rituals with essentials?
No.
Do we need to spend 5 minutes to use surges with his deal? Has anyone bloodied anymore?
I haven't even hit.
I'm short 11.
So you guys do want to keep going?
Yeah,
at
sure.
least up until 4?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Does spend your through these roads to say it's a thief? Is there a... Like Slayer at night? Is there a...
Thief is the kind of rogue they are.
Are there other ones?
Thief is the kind of rogue they are.
There may be others.
There may be others.
I think... did they preview a room?
I don't remember if we have.
I know Knight was previewed. The Mage was previewed.
The thief is in Heroes of the Fallen Lands.
Very good.
One question I do have, and you can answer this off air if you want. Did you guys know that you were going to use Ravenloft as the next setting before you guys did the board game? Before you guys came up with the board game? Like, it seems like you use that property for like a new product at Wizards. It just seems kind of redundant.
We did work on the board game this was last year.
Okay.
So well before work on the role-playing game.
Right. So what motivated that to reintroduce Ravenloft then as a campaign setting?
We wanted to bring back Ravenloft.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought that's what the box set was for, but...
Well, Castle Ravenloft is a board game.
Right, yeah. I just thought you guys were going to use that property in that way.
Because we also wanted to bring it back as a role-playing game setting.
Okay.
Part of it, because many of us love Ravenloft. I adore it. I've actually used the village of Barovia and that castle probably more than any other published campaign material in the history of D&D. Because I started running I6 back when I was playing first edition. We wanted to bring it back. We haven't done, like Dark Sun, Wizards/TSR hasn't done a Ravenloft setting since second edition.
You farmed it out. The white.
You guys going to be Mask of Red Death?
I don't know.
I wish you would.
I sure liked Mask of the Red Death. too early to tell.
Do you think that there will be a 4E original setting? Or are you just going to keep drawing from the back catalog?
That remains to be seen. We certainly have talked about it.
Right.
Are you going to retcon Strahd to Sparkle?
There was a big discussion.
I think we'll leave that to the individual again.
In the Essentials, do gnomes regain the ability to communicate with burrowing animals?
My gnomes can still communicate with burrowing animals. The question is whether the burrowing animals can communicate back or understand anything the gnomes are saying.
Pretty crucial.
It is pretty crucial.
Yeah.
But as we said in the seminar this morning, at least what
what I said versus Mike, because if you want your vampires to sparkle, yeah, they certainly can.
And Mike, if you get a sparkling vampire, he's getting a puppy coat.
That's the reason why I didn't hear about this this morning. I didn't wake up.
Yeah, this morning was a little bit.
So, to expedite things, because we don't have a whole lot of time, go ahead and take your short rest. If you need to take more than one, to be able to use healing word multiple times, go ahead and do so. So you're officially good. Well, if you'd like to keep playing, I have an out for you.
What's that?
So as you're taking your short rest, Corazon notices this glimmering golden vial on one of the tables, and using a mixture of your knowledge of Arcana and religion, see that this is actually a potion that will temporarily restore life to somebody.
Oh, we're going to give it to the lad.
Like you can temporarily restore life.
Yes.
All right. Thea, you cough.
Now I'm good.
You suddenly come back. But yeah, you feel strange.
I'm spider.
And you almost...
Witch glove.
Yeah, your skin is very pale. And you find yourself looking at your companion's necks a little hungrily.
It only temporarily restores life.
And as you walk by the magic circle, the rest of you notice on Thea, she might be pale, but she does sparkle a little bit.
Nice.
In the light of the magic circle.
Get it off me.
Alright. So, have you restored hit points?
Yes.
Alright. You go through these doors, and there is a whirling magical vortex, which you've seen before in the Dread Witch's Lair. It is a form of transportation, often from one level to the other.
Maybe I'll wake up from this horrible nightmare.
And so you hop right through it. And you are projected out of the vortex in this large chamber. Go ahead and set yourselves up in this row of squares.
Feel free to put me in front of a chasm. Dennis, we're in this line.
Do we see, are those pits or...
Yes, this great chamber, you recall I told you that the witch likes to collect kings and queens and other noble people. And so here you see a tomb with several sarcophagi, an ancient place where the floor has collapsed in several places, pieces of the ceiling have fallen down. Clearly spiders are active somewhere in this complex because their large webs are visible. And you see a statue of an ancient king across the way, and before it is a tiefling clad in robes. Pardon?
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I use it over and over. And swirling around in the room, you see several creatures made out of what appears just pure fire.
Magic missile.
Magic missile.
Lightning bolt.
But it's hard to concentrate on them because as you come in, right nipping at your feet is a swarm of rats.
Tongue feels not be at the rat swarm.
Or me.
No, you can say that.
Well, not really.
It's actually perfect because you didn't know where you're going to end up when you step through the vortex. Poor Thea. And there's a halfling over here. All right, the halfling, as you all appear, says to the thiefling,
that worthless Aladrin wasn't able to kill them.
And he said, none of the others have been able to.
But we will.
So roll initiative.
Whoa. Nice one, John.
You're bad at this game.
You're bad at randomly generating numbers.
Yep.
Well, if you soak up all your ones now, it's less likely you'll roll them in the future. It's fine.
Odds. comes up.
That's as I understand it. Day three of the con starting to wear on everyone.
Let's see if I'll be able to get into a an arena.
Wednesday you were just hanging out in Indianapolis. There was no convention.
Let's see if I'll be able to get into another arena.
Do you normally just use scratch paper when you DM?
Pretty awesome. Like that?
Pardon? Do you normally use scratch paper, or do you have more like elaborate setup as your own game? For like spaceship tracking and stuff?
I am super old school. I pretty much use scratch paper and track things in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only... If there's a big party, I like to put things on a erase board, because I feel like the biggest downtime oftentimes is the players.
Yeah.
Do you let your players use laptops at the table?
Uh-huh.
Scold them using the internet.
Sometimes I track some things on my iPhone. I, in the past, particularly in 3rd edition, DM'd with a laptop. Because when things got up to the higher levels, just to track all the overlapping durations and effects, I had spreadsheets to track. All right, and round 13, this thing ends. On round 15, this thing ends.
Did I cast my second spin?
Yeah, thankfully I don't have to do that in 4th. Yeah, and it's funny, my DMing style in 4th in terms of how I track things and all of that is much more similar to how I DM 1st and 2nd edition than 3rd.
Yeah. 3rd was a huge management, like, issue. And all the insta, like, save or die in the first few rounds, and then you had to go through the damage.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have an initiative higher than 29?
So probably good for the...
A little better.
I rolled a 14.
Anyone between 11 and 15?
I'm an 11.
Okay. Are you... What's your initiative modifier?
3? Mine's better. 6.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Harbeck, is that 15?
Yes.
Okay. And Thea?
17.
Nice. Thea the sparkly? You're a rogue.
No, it's 5.
Oh, no, 5. Yeah, I didn't have the modifier. Whoa.
He rolled a negative 3.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, his belly got in the way. That's why I said he was so bad at this game.
He's got a little punch right there.
Yeah. He had 4th breakfast.
Yes.
Onesies?
I think a onesie is an outfit.
It is.
Don't they say onesies? Oh, they have 11zies?
11zies. They're wearing onesies.
11zies.
Onesies is what they wear in that.
Lunch 11zies. Afternoon tea.
Holy smokes, you guys are slow pokes. Okay.
We get killed.
Well, you can end this before the time slot of the TPK.
This initiative.
Survive that arena thing.
Well, I just think it was all...
We didn't TPK in the Dell.
Yeah, no, but I said I had two.
I didn't TPK.
And the halfling looks like he is readying for something. He's holding a short sword. He's crouched. The elementals, the tiefling waves his hand and the elementals respond by whirling forward. This one comes forward to attack Harbeck. But only 6 versus reflex.
Miss. Amazingly.
He did it.
Isn't much higher than 6.
And then he uses
uses a minor action to shift one square away. Because it's basically just whirling around.
Are they floating?
They are not.
So they can't go over the gaps, as far as we know?
The never-ending pits?
This one, though, does lift itself into the air.
So they go down.
Here, and the tendrils of fire reach out to set the hirsute Brunbaka on fire.
Oh,
22 versus reflex.
That is more than enough.
You do not take any damage immediately, but you are set on fire. You're taking ongoing fire damage.
So
burnt hair smell.
Yeah, he hasn't showered in a few days.
Please don't shower.
Yeah, he has convention fun.
By the way, the problem is
lost. See that episode with Drew Baca? The shaving movie. It's pretty good.
And then this one comes forward and attacks Ander. But misses. All right, Thea, and then Harbeck, and then Lucan.
Yeah.
And then Ron Baca.
So
where's the rat swarm?
The rat swarm has not attacked yet.
Oh, the rats go. Why did you guys remind me?
Teacher, are we going to have
to go work over the weekend?
Yeah, we want to take damage. We want to take damage.
You said you were going to give us a pop quiz.
All right.
I was asking if I get first roll.
The rats bite you, Thea, or at least try to. You look tastily cold somehow. 9 versus AC. They miss.
Not going to do it.
Start your turn adjacent to them.
They bite you.
They bite you. You take 4 damage. And they slide you 1 square. You are teetering on the edge. These squares you don't fall because this square is half actually floor. But Theo, you are dangerously close to going down. You, looking down, you guess it's about a 20-foot fall.
I use tumbling trick, and since I have wild step, I ignore difficult terrain when I shift.
Uh-huh.
So, 1, 2, 3.
You can go there and flank the rats.
I'm not going to attack them.
That's
but still flanking.
Yeah, that's still a good idea. Thank you.
In the, on the plus 2 to hit, and just in case they're not a minion.
They're a swarm, so...
There are no minions here.
Okay, so they take less damage?
Yeah.
They take, like, half.
But they're vulnerable to area attacks, right?
Yeah, minions typically take half damage from melee attacks and ranged attacks.
Melee basic attack.
But extra damage from close attacks and area attacks.
Oh!
It was a sneak attack as well.
So all the dice are maxed.
So that would be...
And I'm assuming there's also a backstab?
Yeah. 18, 24 damage.
24 to the swarm?
Actually 27 because it's tumbling trick. I get an additional 3 damage, so 27 damage.
27, so that's cut in half, so you do 13 damage. Almost bloody. Nicely done. Harbeck.
I mean, we are representing the Critical Hits website here.
Yeah, it's true.
Makes sense.
I'll shift here. Move there. Attack that one.
All right, you're flanking with Mordenkainen?
Yes. I'm apparently the pivot man. Flanking with Mordenkainen.
Do you have any area of stuff?
The magic missile turret might remember some of his spells. Going through the vortex, I think, jolted your memory.
Yes. Oh, I do know.
Cast disjunction.
Poison salt stands like a plus 1 to hit.
I can cast more than magic.
21 versus 23 versus AC.
You hit.
I guess I should go ahead and activate power strike. No. 13 damage.
13? Sure you don't want a power strike?
Yes.
Okay.
Although, can you slide?
Yeah. You can slide them in the pits, too.
No. Remember?
What, no, that was, I think those are spiders.
Not with... Usually you can't slide a swarm with a melee or a ranged attack, but you can with a closer in area.
That's, yeah. Like Thunder.
Or yes.
Like the guy like...
But strange. Isn't that what he...
No, he's... I think it was because it was spiders.
But he just said any swarm.
It's usually the case with swarms.
Okay. But you have this Thunderwave's area attack.
Yeah.
Close attack, actually.
Close, okay.
Yeah, it's a close blast.
All right, Lucan.
Well, I'm going to do the guy on strands.
All right.
So each enemy in burst or each creature in burst?
Each enemy in burst, or it's blast. So it's a 5.
And it's an area attack.
So you can get...
It's a close blast.
Close blast. Right. Yeah,
all right.
So you can get all three.
So first, this elemental...
Okay, it's plus 4 versus Will. He's 19 versus Will.
That's a hit.
The Strand, 19 versus Will. The other elemental, 14 versus Will.
You hit all three of them.
Woohoo! Okay, they're going to take 4 psychic damage. I don't know if it's worth sliding the elementals. I don't think they're going to fall. It's like just
right back up. If you move the elemental in, we can get combat advantage against it.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna... the Wrath Swarm takes... extra damage from that because they're vulnerable to close attacks. So they take 9.
And
send them skittering down the
pit. Try to slide them into the pit.
The rats?
Yes.
Alright, they get a saving throw.
Yeah.
The rats, you see them all tumbling over in this disgusting wave of rats. Go ahead and roll 2d10 to see how much damage the swarm takes from falling.
All their little rat bodies.
Boom.
12.
This fire elemental here. I'm going to slide this fire elemental right there.
This is another power, by the way, that you'll notice is different in print.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not as good.
It's not a slide in print. It's a push.
Oh, it's a push. Oh, so why don't they just make it Thunderwave?
Well, because it's different from Thunderwave. And it interacts.
Is it just
Thunderwave? You can get your allies.
No, no. It's actually different. And also keep in mind it interacts with the schools.
Okay.
Because this is an enchantment power, and so if you're an enchanter,
it does extra stuff.
Yeah, you get extra goodies.
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
Oh, there. That does. Yeah.
Brambaka, you burn. You take 5 damage.
My hair.
So.
When you bark out in Chiriwook or whatever the language is called, the tiefling says, "What the hell are you?"
I'm burning.
Demise.
On fire.
I'll enter a poised assault and I'll attack the nearby fire elemental.
Alright.
On fire.
I hit, I assume I get a 27.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Is it bloodied yet?
This one is, in fact, bloody.
I'll trigger my power strike.
So
I guess an at will. I'm rolling it. Slide 5 squares.
7, 15 damage.
How
much?
15.
It dissipates.
And then I will make a move action. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Alright. And then make a saving throw to see if your hair stops burning. And it reeks in here because of the burning Wookiee.
Oh, still on fire.
Still burning.
My buns are burning.
Here, the Wookiee charges you. Oh, that's on fire.
That's
fear.
Should.
Only according
bonus to intimidate checks.
You have to find morale spur.
Yep. If you fail, you automatically get rid.
Alright, the tiefling charges you. Draws a sword as he comes forward and tries to eviscerate you with it.
Not
yeah,
nice.
He does.
Might need some heals.
You take 12 damage.
Yeah, I'm bloodied.
And he hits you so hard that you are marked by him.
I am bloodied.
Right. Ander. And then Corzon.
About 10 minutes, guys.
Alright.
You guys have some. You can do eat.
No, he does.
Go a little past.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the unbalancing strike sneak attack. 18 versus AC?
slash through it so hard that the flames basically have been broken up into clumps, and so now the fire is like trying to rejoin itself. So you've destabilized the fire.
I just prefer the animation to go upside down, like, nonsensically.
Sweat comes down.
Sort of like when...
Corazon.
I was thinking a suplex move.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Minor action healing word on the Wookiee. You get healing surge plus...
He says so nonchalantly.
Hey, man. He fits in the setting perfectly.
Himself up, and there's sort of a shimmering light around him now.
And then, hopefully, I land a mighty blow, which I probably do. 25 versus AC.
Yeah, that's a hit. You're not gonna kill me, he says, and as a free action, he marks you.
Okay. He takes 20 thunder damage.
20 thunder.
God of thunder.
Healing word on the Wookiee.
Makes sense. At least
it's amazing those drinks at Wookiee's Life Day. Where you end up.
I'm old enough to remember Jedi, so I just assume you're a bunch of Jedi. That lightsaber.
Alright, the halfling charges in. Poor Theo.
I realize that I'm not.
Stabs you and it hurts, but no blood comes out.
That's a good sign.
It leaks a little bit. I'm not sure if that is a good sign.
The things are okay.
Everything's normal.
Just stabs it.
All right. The fire recoalesces. And it lashes out at Ander. And misses. And then it shifts one square as a minor action. And this fire,
I guess,
comes over and tries to set Harbeck on fire. I bet your reflex is higher than 9.
Just barely.
Wow, these elementals. And now, the dead rats are still very dead. Thea.
I am bloodied, by the way.
One, two, three, four. You can move one square further away from me and still be in range.
Okay. Alright, I will.
Can you shift? You can ignore difficulty.
If you
want
to hold, depending on how long you hold for, I can try to slide it back.
Don't worry, I think I'm going to kill that thing next round.
Possibly embrace the halfling.
Embrace him? Oh, you are welcome to try.
Oh no! I don't
mean embrace.
you don't want to give him a warm big hug. Okay.
I'm going to second wind. I use an action point
to grab him.
Wait, no, action point has to be done last. Correct?
No, you can do it at any time.
Okay, well, I second your turn. The second wind. So that puts me up to... I'm not bloodied. Then I... Since you will probably kill him anyway, I'm going to use Tumbling Trick again. There. And then I attempt to... Was it maybe a grapple attempt?
Yeah.
So... Might as well.
You're hungry.
Hungry. You are hungry.
What else are you supposed to do?
His neck is short, but it looks tasty.
He's like veal.
Yeah.
But with more movement.
I hear halflings are an opulent delicacy. Halfling blood, rather. All right, so what kind of attack would it be? Or check?
Strength.
Okay. So just, I have a strength of 16, so strangely enough.
So you'll add 3 to your attack.
Nice.
16. Ooh. But he has a reflex of 17.
Oh, did you get a boost of damage from your tumbling trick?
Well,
you get a plus 1 to hit?
No, it's just...
Are you sure?
Tumbling trick is just plus 3, and it's with a melee base attack.
Almost got him. But so you actually do get your hands on him, but he's very small and wiry, and he wiggles free.
Okay, that is my turn.
All right. Arbeck.
Okay. I will shift there. I'll stay in poised assault. Costume fold. I'm going to hit.
We need to concentrate fire.
And that'll do. 26 versus AC.
Yeah, that's it.
Maximum damage of 17.
Nice, you bloody it.
Nice.
You want to blow your thing?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to go to another room and actually fight this guy.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, Lucan.
Alright.
Is anything bloodied on
I'm
the board?
I'm going to go ahead and
both of these are bloodied.
I'm going to go ahead and use my daily.
Yes.
Fountain of Flame. Sure.
I
just want
to hit.
Right there.
You're probably resistant.
Yeah,
no, it's an action point.
Okay.
Back
that's what we do. It's a plus 4 versus reflex. So against the half. Oh, elven accuracy. Then it's going to be 18 versus reflex.
That hits.
And where are you centering it? Here?
Yeah, right there. And I guess if I can't affect the whatchamacallit, the elemental.
This is a burst 1, right?
Yes. 15 versus reflex.
You hit.
3d8 plus 4.
Basically, very, very simple.
12, 13, 17 fire damage, and I can slide the targets up to 3 squares.
17?
Yes.
Even though it's a fire elemental, your fire is so strong that it doesn't so much destroy the fire elemental as absorb it into itself. So the fire elemental just gets sucked into your pillar of fire and is gone.
And then I'm going to try to slide the halfling off the...
And I'm sorry, how much did you do the halfling?
17.
Yowch.
Should have used all that here, so...
He is almost bloodied.
And I'm going to try to slide him off. So I can slide up and slide the target up 3 squares.
Ooh,
he's safe.
He falls prone.
And the burst creature says it lasts until the end of the encounter. Any enemy that enters the zone or ends its turn there takes 5 damage. 5 fire.
Alright.
Very nice.
Enemies? Enemies, yep.
That's very
well
friendly
done.
Wizard.
Run Baka, you burn.
Beguiling strands and put it up there and try to push it back in. Might as well.
Get in the hole.
Plus 4 versus will.
14 versus will. Miss. But that's close versus 5, right?
It is, but I don't think I can get anybody.
I'm sure you can.
Is he with him, right?
Everybody.
5?
Yeah. Close versus
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can get these two.
Oh. Okay. And then the against the
it's a miss.
Ooh.
All right, Brombacca.
All right, now I take my 5. Mm-hmm. I'm still marked.
You have some scorched bald spots now. It's very unsightly.
I'll make a melee base attack.
just want to shift back, but I don't. So I'm finished.
15.
Oh, no, saving throw. I will use heroic effort for plus 4.
Alright. Fire goes out.
Just for modesty's sake, that's your, getting to reach sensitive your, areas.
Your heroic
you have a Brazil.
Wookie effort. Alright, the tiefling goes.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I dealt 3 extra damage because of his powers.
That is true.
And he is bloodied.
That made a difference.
Alright, he tries to skewer you. He hurts you. You take 16 damage.
I'm at negative 2.
He hits you in one of those scorched bald spots. Actually,
where the
so I'm prone now.
Frustrated natural armor plus.
You're down?
They're hard to read.
Ander.
Okay.
The Inception dream starts falling apart with me getting
this guy's bloody.
Yeah, so you're waiting for the kick.
Is this guy bloody, the halfling?
Almost.
Okay. No, you don't want to move that.
That's the center of the burst.
You could
flank one,
that.
The one tells us it's a burst one.
Okay.
He's prone, so you get combat advantage.
I'm going to shift in.
Providing you combat advantages.
Yep. I'll do sneak attack and backstab. +3, +2. 23 versus AC.
That's a hit.
Okay, so 24 plus 5, 7. And 17. So 20 damage.
20 damage. You kill him.
All right. Kill him.
My dinner.
You can still drink. There's still plenty of blood, I'm sure.
His body almost slides over the edge, but it catches at the last minute. You might be able to, if you bite him soon, you might get a little bit of blood. It's not totally dead.
This is part of a hag's plan. You can't do it. Harbat Fia.
This is all just my dream.
Corazon.
This is all just my dream anyway. Don't kid yourself.
I heal you more than one.
Dwarf, I mean elf.
So you get your third plus.
I'm rolling that too.
Yeah.
So I'm at 8.
The music of the gods awakens you from your death-like experience, and it sounds strangely like B. Arthur singing.
It starts off with minor action storm surge +2 extra lightning damage on my next attack.
You stole the 3 from last time.
He ended his turn next to you.
Yes, 3 lightning damage. And I bless and wrap him. That will be a 13 versus will.
You already used heroic effort, didn't you?
Where did she go to the top?
Oh, that was last time. 17, you said?
Yeah.
That's still a miss.
Oh, that's
it.
Okay.
It was a miss by 1.
If only we weren't difficult terrain, we could have gotten flanking. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no. I hit. Yes, the +1 bonus of my lesser aspect of wrath.
There you go.
Oh, the hit die bonus. The hit die bonus, 10% 16 stat bonus. Oh, I actually gained a level.
Plus 11 damage. 15 damage.
15? He looks terrible.
And
injured.
Give the Wookiee a +3 bonus to his next damage roll.
Is he down?
No, I'm an
healed him.
Okay, good.
I'm done.
Alright. The remaining elemental tries to burn the dwarf again. That's 13 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
All right. He sets your beard on fire. You're taking ongoing 5 fire damage.
Matt, what's the lull about?
What?
What's the lull about?
eating the blood. You're not chomping on the blood.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a vampire, not a zombie. My bad.
You drink deep. You gain 5 temporary hit points.
Man.
And on your next turn, you have a +2 power bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls.
Wonderful. So that was a standard action?
Yeah, that was during our... You should probably start coming around the flank over there.
Well, I'm going to jump over that chasm.
Yeah, the rest of you just saw Thea gain some color in her cheeks after she drained blood out of the dying cat.
But she's feeling better.
She's not looking at your necks quite as hungrily.
We can cart her around adventures like Hannibal Lecter.
You now have a goatee instead of a full beard. As you take 5 fire damage.
That's very enraging.
This is a blow to not only you, but your clan.
I'm so enraged that I'll gingerly charge it.
That one?
Yes.
You're going to tiptoe across the floor.
I'll move and then charge.
Oh, can you cross that one, right?
Yes.
Choose not to.
4 or 5. Yeah, you got it. Yes. Before I charge, I'll stand my poised assault. That's probably not going to hit. 16 versus AC.
You hit. Dissipates. Nicely done.
Fire off.
Ow. All right, saving throw. See if the fire goes out.
Yes, it does.
All right.
The natural oil Lucan. It is. Okay, I guess I'll do...
The way that the...
Can you shove him in the hole?
This is the fire. The guy like strands.
You mean Harvick Thea?
Still got rain.
No, I'm Thea Harvick.
Harvick Thea.
18 versus Will.
What?
Yes. You hit on the nose.
Wow, nice. 4 psychic damage. I'm going to try to slide him off the edge.
All right. I get to roll the die.
Huh?
I do kind of want to.
Oh,
yes, he falls. Now I get to roll this.
He's falling in slow motion. How much is he going to take when he hits?
9.
9. You hear a sickening snap as he lands right on his head. And there are now tiefling brains mixed in amid all the dead rats.
Can I use my acrobatics to jump over the chasm?
Yeah, the combat. Right. The combat's over there, right?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 27.
I'm still going. I'm doing things.
He's getting ready for a victory shot when the camera pans around.
Yeah, who wants to do the
your
long
XP
jump?
Goes ding, 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 ding.
Land.
45.
That's very impressive.
Yes.
John, if you can roll 45, you can jump that thing long ways.